sit back, stand idle and by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, April 30th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great news for the country. Great news for Michigan. Great news for Macomb County, Michigan. Selfridge Air Force Base not only will remain open, but while in Warren, Michigan yesterday, and out at the airport there at Selfridge Air Force Base, President Donald Trump was received by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Republicans, Democrats, bipartisan leadership from Lansing before heading over to the Macomb County Community College 12 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan. Donald Trump confirmed that Selfridge Air Force Base will remain open and is going to be the new home to 21 F-15 Eagle, state-of-the-art fighter jets. These things are bad. I don't know if you've seen the movie Top Gun Maverick. The second installment, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to get it. It's on Prime, Amazon Prime Video. You can rent it. You can get it on Netflix. You can get it all over the place. You need to watch it. Because in the storyline, it was a prototype jet that Tom Cruise broke Mach 10. Now, I don't know if that is the capability of the F-15 or not. I don't know if that was just for movie sake or whatever, but the jet that was in that movie was very similar to the lines and design of the new F-15 Eagle, is what I've been told by people that have been working on this project. A friend of mine that I went to Michigan State with, his younger brother was working for the Defense Department. And although he couldn't share, obviously, any plans or any information with him specific, he said, just watch that movie. I'm like, okay. So that is somewhat inside information. I was told from a friend that his younger brother was working on it, and this F-15 is unbelievable. This is state-of-the-art. China doesn't have it. Russia doesn't have it. Israel doesn't have it. It is absolutely unbelievable what it will do. And we get 21 of those bad boys here in the state of Michigan, Macomb County, where I was born and raised, where I went to school. Been to Selfridge numerous times. They have air shows out there. Just phenomenal facility. Great base, great location. And I'm just so happy. I'm so proud of what President Trump did for Michigan, what he did for southeastern Michigan, what he did for Macomb County yesterday. It's a huge gift to that economy, to the people, just salt of the earth, Macomb County, Michigan. And I'm just so happy that they're doing it. And it's actually a major feather in all of the politicians' caps here in Michigan for getting Donald Trump to do this. They were pressuring Biden to do it for years, and he refused to do it. Defense Department wanted the jet. Well, Donald Trump is delivering it. Great day in Michigan yesterday. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. Ask the Vet's going to be in the house in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Potomac.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
My favorite truck driving song, No End in Sight by the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Good morning, Jeff. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Ask the Vet is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got a text message question for you already right out of the gate. The person says that the dog has been chasing skunks. What can I do to break him of it? He's only been squirted once so far, but he is in love with chasing skunks. What can we do?
Dogs are the only creatures that tend to get repeatedly skunked because they just seem to never learn.
Is there anything they can do other than going out and killing the skunks in the backyard?
Yeah, no. It's a dog. That's what they do. I mean, they're, you know, especially I'm not sure what kind of dog this is. But all dogs have a prey chase drive. Okay. Some dogs are going to have more of that than other dogs. You know, a beagle's going to have more of that than like a, you know, chihuahua, but it's still all there. And those the smelly squirrels tend to be slow moving and visual targets, and they just, and yeah, for whatever reason, other animals get hit once with skunks and they're like, boop, nope, okay, I'm done. Nah,
right.
Dogs, repeat offenders.
Repeat offenders. Okay, they just don't learn. Okay, got it. Now, skunks, usually, from my experience, they like to build their little, whether they're dens or houses or whatever the heck you call it. It seems like, for some reason, they like wood piles. Is that an accurate statement? They like to be near a wood pile. Their leaves have blown up against it, and that's their little way to hide or build a nest or whatever.
Yeah. You know, you know, many other creatures too, because wood piles have, you know, tons of hiding spaces is secure. So yeah, you'll get all kinds of animals living in wood piles.
Okay, so is it maybe a good thing to blow those leaves away and try to burn up most of that firewood? You know, only stack what you can use for the summer. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, because it's like dealing with anything else, wildlife. If the wildlife move into an area because usually there's food, water, shelter, okay? And if you remove those three things, they'll go away. They'll go somewhere else because there's no reason to hang around human habitation unless there's food, unless there's water, and they can find shelter. So as long as you can minimize that kind of thing.
Sure.
But yeah, they'll live in sheds. And oh man, we went on a farm call one time. And, you know, walked up to the house and knocked me on the door. All right, we're here looking at the door. Says, okay, out in the barn. You can head out there. I'll be out there in a minute. She goes, but knock on the door first. I'm like, okay. She goes, yeah, you got to let the skunks know you're coming in. I'm like, wait, what? So apparently this skunk and mama skunk had gotten into this barn and had a litter of skunklings.
Yeah.
She just lived in the barn, you know, and had a
that was her home, eh?
Yeah, and the lady was like, yeah, whatever, I just ignore them. Because, yeah, pretty much if you ignore them, they tend to ignore you. And she didn't have dog or anything. We had to go look at this old horse for her. She just had one horse left. But, yeah, we'd knock on the door, and you can hear, you know, a little pitter-patter inside, and they go hide because they can hear you knocking. So
unbelievable. Knock on the door to let the skunks know you're coming in. Yep. Oh, I love it. Well, one other thing, we talked about this numerous times, and this is now with the new veterinarians that are joining your team, expanding the workload out there. One of the things that you're doing and getting a pretty good response to it is farm day. You're making a lot of farm visits.
Yep.
Explain to the folks exactly what that is, because they know a lot of farmers. They buy food and produce from them. What is it you're able to do now?
Well, now instead of just running as my old commander used to tell me, no battle plan survives first contact with the enemy. So the idea is we'll find out once they get here and hit the road. But what we're going to do is open up, instead of have only a half day of farm call, which right now is Thursday afternoons, that we'll have three full days. Once I can bring Caitlin and Rachel up to speed, that we can do farm calls. So it's going to expand the time that, you know, that we can get out there.
Right.
So it's now, not just
this,
restricted.
Does this require you to get additional trucks? Because I know you have a lot of technology on the truck you use now. Is that something you're going to have to do?
Not yet. We're still just running one vet on a farm call per day, farm call day. So still right at this moment, it's still I mean, depends, you know, obviously as it grows and develops. I mean, who knows? But right now it's just going to be basically one's in surgery, two are going to be on the floor seeing, you know, patients, and one out doing, you know, farm call stuff.
Very cool. Got it. Because they heard us talking about it, and at their church, they said they have quite a few farmers, and they didn't know whether or not they use you as their vet, but she wanted permission to talk to them about it and refer them to you.
Oh, that's fine. Yep. So we're going to be, and we'll travel too. Actually, where am I going this Thursday? Engadine, actually, all the way to Engadine. So, okay. And, you know, I've been down, well, Hanaway, you know, with Cliff. You know, I go down there. Sure. So we get around. And now having more time to do that, you know, we can really hopefully do that. And what I would prefer to do, too, is also to make it want to be less expensive for the farmer, because if you can get a group, let's say 3 to 5 in an area, and we could come down to, say, Hanaway, okay,
sure,
or Indian River, or going, you know, to Charlevoix or wherever, and come down, and we could do like 3 or 4 farms, that each individual farm call would be less, because it's not, you know, like I'm driving all the way from the Sioux to one farm.
Right.
You know, so I could, you get the economy of scale is what it's called.
Yep, exactly.
We can split that apart. Yep.
Okay, so sharing the overall long distance trip down and back can be shared over 3, 4, 5 farmers.
Yeah.
It's just going to make it more affordable for everybody.
Yep, makes it more efficient for me, makes it more affordable for them. So,
okay, I got another baby skunks are also known as kittens. Kits?
Okay, kits, yep.
Okay, that's our warrior Jeff over there from the woods. Cliff Tellini listening in. They're better than porcupines.
Yes.
Full of our coonhounds had vest fetish and was chasing porcupines. How do you take care of that situation?
Good luck. Same thing.
Now, same thing. Eh?
With porcupines, I can tell. If I look at a dog and it comes in here, I will tell you whether I will, with a probably 90% accuracy, whether I'll ever see that dog again for quills. If the dog comes in and he's got like a dozen or so quills just right in the nose, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means he was up, he was sniffing it, slapped in the face, he went, oh, okay, I'm done. If he comes in and the mouth is full of quills and he's just, you'll see him back. One clinic I worked at, we had one dog. They had like a punch card system. Like if you came in and got like 10, I don't know, nail trims, you got like the 11th for free. We had one dog that got a quill removal for free because it was his 11th time getting nailed by these things, and some dogs just
will not learn.
I don't know. Yeah. <They're> just,
that's amazing. You would think one batch of those and he'd be one and done with that for sure.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. Got another one coming in here for you. Going to be changing our dog's food. The food that they have been buying a long time, stop making it, stop being carried by their local store. What would you recommend? 40-pound looks like this is a Beagle Lab mix. What would you recommend for a Beagle Lab mix, 40, 45 pounds? What's a good food that you would recommend?
Well, there's a lot of good foods out there. I can tell you what I would not recommend is any of the lower-cost foods. I mean, honestly, I mean, be truthful, I'm not a big Pedigree fan. You know, Kibbles and Bits, anything that's kind of, that's that lower echelon, okay?
Okay.
You get what you pay for, to a certain extent. Personally, to tell you what, I've tried different, I've fed Eukanuba, I've fed Iams, I've fed Purina, I've fed Science Diet. I did have a dog that if you fed him Science Diet, you would peel wallpaper because he would pass gas so bad.
Mm.
He would do it so bad, it would wake you up.
Whoa.
But it was just that diet. So every dog is individual. Some dogs will do good on one diet, and another dog on the same diet won't do as well.
Sure.
I feed my dogs for health from Tractor Supply Company is where I get it. And,
oh, okay.
Yep, and they do well on it. I think actually we feed our cats the cat food of that, and they do pretty good. You know, stools look normal, and that's kind of how you can tell how good is your food. Look at your exhaust, okay? What's coming out the other end? Because if you're feeding a food, like one time, I can say this because I did feed Pedigree at one time when I was a college student, didn't have any money, and the stools were, I didn't even notice this on preening a dog chow. They were just the standard preening a dog chow. Were softer, bigger, larger stools, went more often. And that's just bypass. That's money you paid for food that went in one end out of the dog and went out the other end. You'd probably have been further ahead just to buy the dog food and spread it in the backyard and not run it through the dog. So if you're getting nice, and you can honestly look this up. You can Google it. It's what's called the fecal scale. I know, I don't know, nobody's eating breakfast right now, but but it'll show you what a normal stool or normal dog stool should look like. And that's how we can kind of tell how well and how digestible the food is. Plus, you look at how well is the animal doing? Is it gaining weight? Is it losing weight? Is he acting okay? And you also know I'm a big, you know, I'm also a supporter of home-cooked diets. Not a raw diet fan guy, because there's, and I'll say it again, there's no benefit for feeding dogs raw food over, you know, a home-cooked diet. But there is a benefit of feeding, or at least, and you don't have to do one or the other. You can do kibbles and also do home-cook. My dogs had eggs this morning. Actually, I had the rest of my eggs this morning, too, on top of, and then they'll go eat kibble, you know, as
now,
well.
But one thing I've been told by other vets over the years, And I'm currently experiencing this with Snoop. I've got a lamb and rice formula that I'm getting from Costco. It's got a lot of you know, vitamins and joint things in it, chondroitin and other glucosamine. His stool basically nice firm Tootsie rolls.
Yeah.
And that's and it's not that many and it's not that much. He goes basically once a day, and I'm looking what's coming out, like you say, the exhaust pipe. And, you know, 3-4 Tootsie Rolls and we're good to go. So that's ideally what you're looking for in a dog and when they go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yep. Something like that. You know, you don't want it really dry. You don't want them staining. You're straining a lot. And you don't want it the other side. You don't want it really loose and wet and things like that. Now, dogs will occasionally, just like us, you'll occasionally, you know, eat Taco Bell and
have diarrhea,
But when I tell people, because I'll get calls like that, you know, should I bring my dog here or not? Look at the dog. So I tell people, if they call me, I mean, is he happy dog or sad? This goes for cats, too. I mean, is he happy dog or sad dog? If he's a happy dog and he's just got some loose stools and he's still eating, give it a couple days. It's probably something just working through him. He'll be fine. If he's a sad dog, he doesn't feel well, not wanting to eat, and having diarrhea, okay, now we have more clinical signs of illness. Now you have my attention a bit more.
Yes, you know? You do. Got it. I got a text message from Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer over there in Onaway. Thank God for Dr. Jeff. We have a huge shortage of large animal farm vets in northern Michigan.
Yep.
So we're going to be changing that very soon, as soon as we get the other vets trained up. So, all right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.